What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. Once again, I want to say a big shout out to everyone, the millions of you who have signed up for the Patreon. We are going to the Maserati dealership and we are buying 8 cars each because you guys have...
And y'all getting one.
Hello,
Monaco.
As a reminder, if you do sign up, do not use the app on your phone. Go to goodinfluencespod.com. Sign up via the website or just outside of the app on the App Store because Apple will charge you more money. It should just be $6 a month. We got so many great videos on there. We laugh so much when we're filming them. We're going to be making so much more. You get early access to the pods. More merch is going to be coming out. Matt is currently taking a shirt.
I just saw Matt is shirtless.
Hey, oh, Matt's about to rock some new merch.
Hey, we're matching.
Which I'm wearing. One of my favorite things now, I think, is this hat because I could wear it every single day. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like...
It's very you. I like it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Has anyone been like, where'd you get that?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. And then I said, it's my podcast merch.
Cute. Wow.
I don't know if I've made any sales, but...
Ooh, this is cozy.
Yeah.
This is my cozy, folks.
Ooh.
And if any of us want any more, we could always also reorder more if there's, you know, we ever want more. But also we got...
Even we don't get it for free.
No, we have to pay for the samples. But this one is the... top selling, actually, the t-shirt version of Boxman so far is the number one bestseller.
And the second is the
green
and the
Stars and Stripes is the second best-selling shirt.
And I'd like to think it's because of my modeling.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
No, we can give you the credit for that.
I really sold that.
Or Stars and Moons. You were serving during that photo shoot, if I could say. I was like, when the first time Aaron like posed, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
He was like,
here.
Whoa.
Yeah. You just like funny. Transformed into like a model. And I was like, oh, damn.
Didn't you two model for Hot Topic one time?
I did.
Oh, you did. I thought both of y'all did. Okay, great.
No, I'm just like a normal girl. Carly had crazy pink hair.
Were you signed with Wilhelmina?
IMG.
IMG, right, right.
New York, Milan, London.
No, but it was like in the Hollister...
Hot Topic.
Hot Topic stores. It was like a back to school thing. It was very cool.
Wow.
I know. I remember my mom was like, went to the one in Omaha. She's like, can I have that cardboard cutout one?
Aww.
Wait, it was a cardboard cutout?
Not a cardboard.
Life size
it was like
of Carly.
It was like a cardboard like sign.
In store modeling too. Uh-huh. I thought it was just on the site.
No, and it was so annoying because I went to go look at it for the first time with my ex and we walked into the store and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And I was like taking pictures and like, he was like, okay, I want to do a video of like this. Like we were just like, thinking it was so cool, and the lady at the front was like, hey, can you stop walking in and out, you're ruining the conversion rate. I was like,
are you kidding me?
Do you know who I am?
I'm literally on this fucking poster, bitch.
No, literally, I was like, oh sorry, I'm just on that and I'm like really excited.
Also,
and she was like, okay,
a chica, it's Hot Topic.
I know. Yeah.
The like, conversion rate, please.
I was like, we're at a mall in
Omaha,
Nebraska. No, it was in Tennessee. I was like, it's fine.
That's pretty cool though. Did your mom end up getting the thing?
I don't think they saved it for her.
I
know.
Bummer.
Otherwise, it'd probably be just hanging up in their bedroom. Oh, that's weird. Living room.
I modeled once when I was like 8 years old.
For who?
For a glasses company.
Oh.
It was before I even wore glasses.
Oh.
Those pictures are probably so cute.
Yeah, it was like we went to like some gymnasium and I was playing soccer with like a boy and a girl. And I looked so awkward in it. I was like, I can't even look at this. It was
so cute.
Yeah.
Was this for like a big glasses company or like a optometrist's office?
It was like one of our neighbors worked.
I don't know.
No. It was like for.
That was so shady.
A local family owned.
Your grandfather's office.
Were you in publications? Like
it was.
Were you signed?
I think one of our neighbors like worked at some creative agency and they were like looking for kids to do some photo shoot for the new glasses company, and I just did it. We went for like the day, got paid like $200. I was like, my life is set. I'm fucking done. I'm gonna be a model. I like, it was big ego boost. And then I saw the pictures and I was like, dude, you're fucking weird. Like that is
no.
I was just like standing.
And you thought that?
I was just like stiff and weird and I was like, I'm not as cool as I thought I looked. But it ended up being like at like a, in like a glasses store, like in a Lens Crafters or something.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Just like for,
that's awesome.
Do you have a photo of it anywhere?
It's only in my mind. Like I can't, I don't know if it's,
it was a dream.
Yeah,
No. But yeah, that was fun.
I modeled for Kohl's.
Stop.
Back to school.
You would
clothes.
Model for Kohl's. What do you mean?
We had to go to a high school. I think it was Granbury High School. Shout out to Granbury. We shot it there at the high school. And then we went on, it wasn't Good Morning America, but it was like Good Morning Dallas. And Kid Craddock was there, RIP Kid Craddock. And we walked out, like almost like QVC, in the clothes. Like, these are some great back-to-school looks from Kohl's.
Live action modeling.
Yeah. And so we had to walk out and, like, had a backpack with, like, nothing in it. And just me, like, smiling awkwardly.
How did it come to be?
My friend's dad, Mr. Kirkhart, worked in advertising. He was the ad agency guy producing the commercials. And so we had to... And it was just family friends.
So fun.
And he just was looking
How
for...
How old were you?
I was in high school, I believe. Yeah, definitely probably sophomore in high school.
Did you get to, like, skip school? Were you like, guys, I can't come today. I mean, I got a gig.
You know what? Or it might have, for the news segment,
yeah.
I think I did get to skip a little school. But I definitely think we shot the commercial, which I don't even know if the commercial ever, like, aired. I think it was maybe more internal video for Kohl's to use for, like, distributors. I don't know what it was exactly. But
I remember I was at a mall once, and this lady, because my hair was, like, bright red and stuff, and she came up to me, and she was like, have you done a hair show? And I was like, no. And she was like, well, if you want to be a part of a hair show, like, you can come in, I'll get you signed up, and you'll model with, like, all these girls with cool hair. And I was like, okay. And I did it. And, like, you don't get paid. It was literally
like
for, like,
free hair care or something?
It was literally, like, a seminar for hairstylists.
Okay.
And so I just, like, sat on the fucking stage. I had, like, a cool outfit on and stuff. Like, they dressed me and, like...
Did they give you a haircut?
They did really cool makeup and stuff. I kind of felt like I was in drag almost. But they did, like, crazy makeup and stuff. So, like, I felt very cool. But I was just like, what am I doing here? I just thought it was, like, so cool. I was like, it was probably during, right before Vine days. Maybe, like, during Vine.
Yeah.
Even.
And what color was your hair?
Bright red. Pink.
And did they do anything to it? Or you were just showing it off?
Well, it was... I think they, like, cut it a little bit, but they, like, really styled it, like,
crazy.
It
up. Yeah. Oh, do you have any photos?
Cool. I probably do, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Have you ever done a runway? Like...
No.
My best friend in college, she did, like, fashion school, and she had to, like, create her own garment, and I was her model, and had to, like, it wasn't a runway, but it was just, like, a theater stage that we all, like, walked in a circle. Yeah.
I think every girl should have the opportunity to walk, like, a Taylor Swift runway, yeah. Like, to, like, style or something.
Yes, there
like, the sass you can just walk.
And there truly is an art to a good runway walk. Like, Mike, do you think that's silly?
No, I don't know that I could do it. I would be cringing the entire time.
Because
you have to walk like you're hot shit, and I don't know that I could do that.
You should do a TikTok of all the trying.
I took a shot before.
I couldn't take myself, like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like...
Yeah. No, I think you'd do good.
You think so?
Yeah, you can be serious.
You would model those Kohl's clothes.
Right? Yeah.
But you know a good walk when you see someone who's bad amongst a bunch of people who are good
at walking. I guess, but then sometimes people are like, oh, that's actually so quirky and good. And I'm like, oh.
I would 100% fall also. That's when
in
I see.
In like sneakers. You're not going in heels.
I know, but I would still just somehow, like, I'd be like, oh, hey, Matt, and then just like fall. And
you can't wave to people.
Hey, Matt.
I would fuck it up. I can't do it.
The best walk of all time was Ramona Singer.
Who's Ramona Singer?
She's a New York housewife.
Okay. And she had a model
Singer
walk?
Yeah. It's like, it couldn't be more iconic.
Today we're going to be talking about some minor inconveniences. Or as Aaron put it, Things We Hate, Part 5.
For the people listening, we are watching a clip of Ramona Singer. And this seems to be a... Oh, I've seen this. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah, she looks crazy. Yeah. Her eyes are, like, massive.
That's probably how I would look
Damn.
If I did it.
I wonder if, like, it's easy to look bad
Jill,
doing a runway
walk. Listen
to
what her friend is saying.
She walks like a robot with her neck sticking out like a giraffe and her eyes bulging. I mean, it was hysterical.
I think it's harder to look good.
It's probably so. I feel like if we all did it, maybe you could do it because you've just seem like you have the brain for it. But I don't know. I feel like we would just look insane.
So you have to have like a certain count to it. There's like a bit of a rhythm and like the spacing between your legs and where you're hitting and like.
Yeah.
The timing of you to like be at the end by a certain time. There's a hole.
And Adam Levine's going to be singing and dancing around you the whole time.
Girls, fuck you.
Yes, please.
Okay, so yeah, as Mike said, this episode is about minor inconveniences.
Or that feel personal, which like I like to add that because I think it makes it funnier.
This was submitted by a fan as a topic.
It was on Patreon, so we are using that.
Now, this is not hot takes. This is not things we hate. These are the little things that you come across in your day-to-day.
Yeah, just like day-to-day things that feel like they're fucking personal.
They're little annoyances. Yeah. But you got to get through it. And do we have one that we want to start with?
Oh, I think I have a good one, actually. Timed streetlights when they're stopped at every red light on the way home. On like, do you guys not know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Everyone finished the thought.
Everyone was staring at me. I was like, just like yeah. Every time you get to a street is a red light because it's timed. Like that's a thing.
When you
that
hit
feels
the
very
opposite.
Personal because I'm just like, oh, I want to like do a U-turn and like,
yes.
Like figure out a different. I don't know.
No.
I hate it.
In New York, they have the thing where you try to. I think it's called riding the wave. If you can. Because in New York, it's the opposite. If you're at a red light and then you see the green and people will just like there's you could time it up where you basically can ride like up all of Manhattan just doing all green lights. It's called riding the wave. It's a fun, really.
It feels so good.
It's
if you hit
I mean,
it.
It's like you're in Grand Theft Auto. You're just like fucking
how do you, wait,
first,
how do they
second,
figure
third,
it out?
Fourth. Because the lights are timed.
Yeah.
If there's not that much traffic and like it's like, I don't know, in the middle of the night or something, you're just trying to get home, you can hit the wave of all green lights and it's just the fucking
Well, it's good when you hit the green.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel personal then.
Ride that wave.
Do you ever just, if it's like at night and there's nobody there and it's like a very quiet road and you're just sitting at a red light for like 3 minutes, are you ever just like, I'm fucking going?
I've done it a couple times like recently.
In LA?
Yeah, because where Emma used to, when Emma lived in her old apartment, there was a light and then it was like a light from the street to the freeway. And for some reason at night, I would sit at that light and it would be red for, not even kidding, one time I timed it, was like 6 minutes.
Oh.
Like it kept not, and I would be like, okay, am I like not on
the
sensor?
You have to take like a left or straight. You just go straight through it?
Just straight, yeah.
Whoa.
I think I probably could have taken a right, but I was like trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. Because I was like, I could take a right and then U-turn, but I don't know what I was doing. But so then after that, I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to go if like I don't see anyone coming. Because I could see clearly like.
Yeah.
It's like a stop sign.
I don't understand with like street lights, and you know when like it usually happens after power outages or it's like out of system and it's just flashing red and then everybody has to treat it as if it's like
a
four-way stop. But I'm like, is there an online database where we can just click reset and make that intersection go back online? Are you waiting for someone to physically get there to open up the box and click a reset button?
Wait, did yours not do that at a certain time of the day?
What are you talking about?
Like in Omaha, like I feel like at maybe like midnight or something, a lot of the lights would switch to blinking yellows or just blinking reds.
Okay, maybe then if that's like an intentional thing to where you don't, the traffic is not even that active to where
I think
you just treat it
that,
like a four-way stop. But sometimes when I see it, it'll be like at a very important intersection and it's just out of commish and everyone's just trying to.
It.
But yeah, but I'm like, is it someone physically having to go there?
It depends on why it went out. Sometimes a car will crash into one of them, and then it's like all of them are out of sync, so they got to send someone.
Yeah.
But I think they got to have a database. I feel like there's in the Italian job or Gone in 60 Seconds where they're like,
oh, we're gonna, I love the Italian
where
job.
Where they like tap into all the streetlights and they like basically make the guy be able to escape based on controlling the streetlights. I think it's possible. Okay, maybe a lot of people don't know this. When you're driving and there's a red light that's not turning, if you ever notice, there's like, on the ground, it looks like almost like
a circle.
Yeah, like paint, and it's like a circle with like a bunch of lines and triangles and stuff.
Yeah,
that is
a sensor for weight. So if your light doesn't change, put your car like in backup and drive slowly over it to
I
make
did that
the
a million
weight
times.
Go. Oh, and still didn't turn.
Because I in Omaha, that was the whole thing too. It was like the time.
I learned that like pretty late into my driving career. So anytime I'm like waiting behind someone at a red light, if they're not hitting it, I will like beep at them so that they move up a little bit and then it will make the light turn.
Never noticed that.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, that's a thing to know when you're driving.
A circle on the ground.
It's like it looks almost like someone took like black spray paint.
Yeah.
Very thin. It's almost like a putty looking thing, but it's a big circle and there's like lines. It doesn't look super like perfectly geometric, but it's how the lights know to change colors.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep my eye out for that next time when I'm on the road.
It's so funny. It says, what are these circles in LA in Ventura County?
And I think they're all over.
I don't know if I've ever seen this.
You'll notice them now. See them everywhere.
Totally.
Yeah, so I'm always like the second I pull up to a yellow, I'm like rolling on that ship.
It's just in the crosswalk.
Whoa.
I'm pretty sure my dad was a firefighter when something like technology came out where they could turn the lights like green, basically. with something in the ambulance.
They do flash like an RF. Yeah. They can flash something on it to change the lights. I do know that is a
thing. It obviously like takes a minute because it has to go like yellow.
Yes.
But it's pretty sick, I think.
Another driving one I have, and I know you two can't relate because y'all don't really go to gas stations. But when you pull up to a gas station, you know, the pump or your nozzle or wherever, your tank is on one side. And then you got to like make sure it's lined up. But depending on how many stations are occupied, you may have to maneuver around to get lined up. Because it's great when you can pull into a gas station. And you're like, my tank's on this side.
Right.
I'm pulling right up to my station.
Yeah.
But the way.
When you got to do like an 80-point turn to turn around and get it in the right position.
I don't get why in the U.S., you know, we have all of these, you know, standard road directions on which side of the road you are. But tanks are on different fucking sides of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rula. Now, you've heard us talk about therapy before in the show. We really value therapy, and we know how difficult it can be to find a good therapist that you like. But thankfully, Rula has made it easy because telehealth has made mental health care more convenient and accessible for millions of people. With Rula, you can find the right therapist for you. Rula partners with a network of over 15,000 therapists and psychiatrists nationwide, enabling you to find personalized solutions for the right therapist for you based on your needs, preferences, and state requirements. Rula has in-network covered care for most insurance, and you could pay as little as $15 per session. They have true end-to-end care, and Rula is committed to supporting you and staying with you every step of the way on your mental health journey. From finding the right therapist to helping your schedule appointments and monitoring your progress, Rula is here to help. Rula is dedicated to quality care and therapy progress. They are committed to seeing you succeed in reaching your therapy goals, making sure that their providers are carefully screened and vetted, monitoring the quality of their care, and helping you monitor progress in therapy. The first step on your journey to mental well-being is easy. Rula starts by asking just a few questions about what's important to you and then provides a list of licensed in-network providers who match your preferences. You can schedule your preferred time and meet with your therapist as soon as the next day. Thousands have already trusted Rula to support them on their journey toward improved mental health and overall well-being. Head to rula.com/good to get started today. After you sign up, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. Go to rula.com/good and take the first step towards better mental health today. You deserve quality care from someone who cares. And now, back to the episode.
So that's pretty annoying when you're just like, then you have to maneuver around a fucking gas station while other people are trying to pull in just to get your car lined up with a...
If you're ever in a car and you like get a rental car and you don't know what side the gas tank is on, if you look at the little gas meter, there's always an arrow pointing to which side it was. I was like... Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I know.
Is
it's
the
funny.
Arrow still there on Teslas?
I doubt
no,
it.
No, there's no gas tank.
I think that's how he was phrasing the question.
But like,
well,
to the charge.
No. The nozzle, but the your charging pump is on one side.
I mean,
because the tanks you charge from the back.
But there's a big picture of the car, like, on the screen at all times, and it does show you, like, press the charge button, and it opens it up where it is on the screen.
Okay.
But, God, I've never been to a gas station in Los Angeles.
You're not
missing
like
much.
To get gas.
To like pump gas. Are you putting on like a glove to like touch the thing every time, or are you just letting it rip?
A glove every time I'm touching the thing. What are you talking about?
Like you,
and one who does that?
A lot of people actually.
You're touching a gas tank that literally fucking millions of people have touched after they've been doing God knows what all fucking day, and then you're gonna go back in your car and just live your life after touching what is like essentially a bathroom door handle.
I'm touching door handles all fucking day. I put my hand on like a rail. Like, yes, I'm probably touching something that is a little gross, but
I'd be
putting on a glove.
I'd be keeping latex gloves in my car to fucking.
I remember that was like really big during the pandemic. People would use them.
Should I turn on the AC
raw...
a little bit?
No, it's okay. I'm raw dogging though.
Oh, you are? Do you wash your... Do you do a little spritz
I keep hand sanitizer in the car.
I wash my hands the moment I come home after I've been out in the world.
But think about it. You touch your steering wheel. You touch your phone.
I know. It's probably...
you
got to
get a little lubricant
everywhere,
for the
but
car.
I feel fine.
Do you keep a little...
hand sanitizer on me?
No. Nope, in the car?
But Patricia does. I don't have one in the car. No. Maybe I should. And maybe... Yeah. Actually, I think there is one in there, but I
never... Rolling around somewhere?
I don't do it. I just like to live a little...
I feel like whenever I'd cut, like, either an airport or, what were we just talking about? A gas station. I can, like, feel my hands are gross. Like, I won't, like, touch food or my mouth or anything until I wash my hands. It's, like, It's like an invisible thing I just can sense on my
touching
hands.
Those bins in TSA, I'm immediately like, there's a layer of filth.
And you have to put your
skin.
Phone on this thing that you, like, you touch all day, and then you put your phone where people put their shoes. I'm
I
just
normally
like,
put it like in my bag.
I know, I've started, or like my headphones, I'm just like, ugh. I don't
I put everything in my bag while I'm getting ready to go up, and then it's just an easy haul.
Yeah.
And Patricia sent one for us to say about, it was an airport one. She goes, minor inconvenience, when there's no room left for your suitcase in like the overhead bin.
Ugh.
And then so then you have to walk down all the way to
that
the
sucks.
End. And then, and then when you want to get off the plane, you got to wait even longer.
So everybody
and then there's
else
the people
off.
That are standing up and they're like, oh, wait, what would you? I'm like, sorry, my bag's back there. Excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's like
that whole fucking shebang.
Yeah, when your bag is behind you, it just don't even go on the trip.
There's nothing worse. You're like, you know where your seat is, but you're looking.
I know. I'm like, can someone get it for me?
Have you, if you notice someone is in front of you looking, are you like, is one of these your bag?
And will like, I get it for them?
Yeah.
He's like, no.
I do. I'm like, is it close?
You know what? I don't think that like situation has happened to me where I'm like, oh, are you looking for one of these there? But
looking for one of these here.
If someone in front of me is an elderly woman and is getting her bag up into it, I'll help.
Mm-hmm. What if it was like me, a young woman? I'm just
you
sure
know what? I kind of will like. Maybe give
like, yeah he's thing. Probably be like I don't want Patricia to see me help.
I can't reach.
I don't wait,
I had to have a
really
lady help me
question.
Get fed up.
I don't know
Trader
I
Rose.
Feel like I just want to give like women their space and not just be
like do you need a man to help
well
you?
One
like
I would
that.
Verbally have to communicate out loud like do you would you like my help with that. I don't want to just come up on a woman from behind and be like
hey, I gotcha
hey,
yeah
Dutz.
And then say, excuse me you're like in my space. I don't know. Airplanes are a place where people just want, like, to be calm and be civil. So
I'm trying to think, like, I feel like usually I'm like, oh, do you mind grabbing that? Or if someone sees me, like, looking, they're like, do you want me to grab? I feel like if they see me looking.
Be nice as a woman. Do you mind grabbing that?
No, literally.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I couldn't reach the feta yesterday at Trader Joe's, so I'd ask a lady who was taller to get it.
You see some old woman, you just go, yeah, that looks heavy. Just don't help her at
all. Damn, that does look pretty heavy. See ya.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
That's a little minor inconvenience.
I think when you I just thought of this one. When you get on a plane and there's no TV or plugs or anything, and you're like,
no plugs.
I mean, especially if it's like a really long flight, it's kind of crazy.
Oh yeah.
To have like no entertainment.
Yeah.
I guess you can like bring your laptop though, and sometimes use theirs. But
Southwest, what are you doing?
Or like even when the TV doesn't work, like you have the one sole TV that doesn't work on the entire plane.
Oh.
I one time I had to do a big flight from LA to Orlando, and I don't think Wi-Fi was working, or I think my phone was dead. I had to fucking raw dog the entire flight. I was about to ask the flight attendant, do you have any books back there? Like, what are you reading? I just need to read something to get my mind off
That's
of it.
That's crazy.
And then I even complained about the TV where I was like, why? Like, out of all the fucking TVs, mine doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I think he gave me like thousands of miles. I don't know. They gave
me... you complain, they'll give you miles.
Yeah.
They should have a little library in the planes.
A little book.
So you can just like pick out a book for your flight.
That's why I always download. I don't think I ever... I couldn't tell you the last time I like watched the airplane TV.
Same.
Yeah.
I just watched... I put the flight map up and then I watch stuff on my phone.
Or
read
iPad.
A book.
I definitely always give it a little look to see what's new. If there's something that's like in between, out of theaters, before it's really streaming, I might catch it. But the fucking headphones are never that
crinkly.
Good. They're really bad. Oh. And even if you put in like good headphones, I don't feel like the audio quality is that
bad.
And Delta's doing like a Bluetooth thing now.
They do. I've done it.
That's insane.
Which is very impressive. They were able to figure out the Bluetooth zone per seat, and it syncs up pretty well.
Yeah, because if you hop on with a pair of AirPods, you're just fucked. Like, what are you going to do? Listen on those.
Well, they have this little thing. I think it's called
AirFly. I have one.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is really nice.
What is it?
It's basically you plug in into the headphone jack. It's like a little headphone. There's just like a little thing.
Like,
and your headphones
like
connect to Bluetooth for that.
Cool.
Honestly, I use that for like a couple of years.
It's
amazing.
It's really nice,
I do like how the Sonys have a plug.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
And the
really nice.
Bose ones too. They have a little.
Yeah, it's nice when they, like the Bluetooth like headphones.
Yeah.
The ones we got like have, you can like plug it in your computer if you want. Or if you want to bring on a plane, you can like just plug
so
it in.
So comfortable.
But
I had a headphones one. Yeah. But it was an air, when your AirPods, like one of them doesn't charge.
Oh, my
it's like,
God.
What happened?
No, literally.
What happened here?
What is that?
Or it's like and the same amount charge.
Yeah.
It's the same amount charge, but then one of them dies before the other.
And you hear that, doo doo doo.
Yes.
That's the worst.
No.
I'm like, how does that even happen?
I don't know. I know. I'm like looking inside. It's like, is there lint like on top of the charging area?
And then you open up the case to be like, all right, I'll just pop it in the case for like 5 minutes and get a full charge. Case 0%. Now I'm fucked.
The worst is when it's like green and everything, and you put them in. Has that ever happened to you? Where you put them in, and it goes like right away. And you're like, what the fuck? But then they just stay on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mine lately, when I pick them up, it has that find my like chime going. Oh. You know when like you lose it and you're trying to find it in the AirTags. It's like ding 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 ding. I'm like, I'm not looking for it. I just
you stole them.
What's going on?
You stole them. Someone's trying to find
Maybe.
Them.
Maybe. Oh man.
Wait, that's weird. Is it just like doing it randomly throughout the day?
No, it just happens sometimes.
When you,
I don't know. It happened right when I picked them up the other day. I don't know. Sometimes my AirTag will start doing it randomly when I pick it up.
I've heard it with AirTags before.
But I'm like, it's charged properly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think just sometimes it like catches a weird frequency and it just starts putting out chimes.
The batteries are, I mean, they're great, but the worst is when you're just like, oh, all right, I'm going to leave for the day, and you realize your phone didn't charge, or like, oh, my headphones are dead now.
Yeah.
And just, then you have to wait hours for it to be back up, and you just like. Or
I do love how
like,
fast the AirPods charge. It's pretty crazy.
They do charge really fast, but things like I mean, my toothbrush. I have an electric toothbrush.
Toothbrushes take a long time to charge.
Well, I have one that the one that's like battery powered with like AAA batteries, and I was so sick of buying fucking batteries for my toothbrush because they're expensive. So I finally bought rechargeable batteries. Game changer. I just leave them plugged in. It comes with a pack of four, so two are always charging, and then when my toothbrush runs out, I just swap them. Life-changing.
And we always,
you know how often I deal with batteries, Mike?
Never. Literally never.
What about your Roku remote? That's another one where I'm like, why the fuck is my TV not fucking working?
Well, yeah, I guess remotes need batteries.
Roku
they're like,
remotes?
They're like, the, like an air...
That's your issue right now is the fucking Roku. But like, okay, I don't that's another one I have about minor inconveniences is when people have a smart TV, but then they have a Roku. So then it's like, oh, we'll turn on Netflix. But then you're in the smart TV menu and you go open Netflix and it's like no login or like sign in now. And you're like, what the fuck? And they go, sorry, no, you have to go to the Roku fucking thing. And it's like, you already have a smart TV. Why are we dealing with Roku? Why are we dealing with an Apple TV? The TV has the fucking apps already built into it. Why are we dealing with two different things?
Because people just have their what their home base was, and then they bought a new TV, and they're like, well, I'm not going to switch over all my shit and log into my Samsung device. I'm going to plug in my Apple TV now.
Yeah, all right. Apple TV.
What do you think is the best one? Samsung Smart TV, Android Fire?
If you have a smart TV, can you download Apple?
Yes, you can. So the Apple TV is already on like smart TV apps, but I don't think there's a Roku app on smart TVs. That's like a
whole
thing.
Well, no, Roku is an operating system.
It's like Chromecast.
Apple TV is an operating system. You can get Netflix, HBO, etc. on your Apple TV. You can get on a Fire Stick.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
You can also download Apple TV, but you have to pay for the service. Like
I have Apple
$10
TV.
$10 a month or
whatever. I have Apple TV Plus on my Roku.
Like if you wanted to watch The Morning Show or something, you download that app.
And also all the movies that I bought via Apple
are on
my Apple TV app.
Yes.
But I don't need the Apple TV box.
No.
Right. It's these people who are buying the fucking boxes.
I have the box.
What's your favorite one? What's the best one?
I just use my Samsung TV. It's a smart TV. It has everything
on it.
That
one sucks. That's where it's like ads the whole fucking time, and it's like, I don't know. Roku is the best one.
Yeah, if you're at like a fucking dive bar, all respect. Actually, I do love Roku. Roku's a little fun. I just don't want a fucking purpley Fisher-Price looking remote sitting out on my dining table.
They're
this
not
is not
that
part
bad.
Of my color scheme, Mike.
See, this isn't a minor inconvenience. This is a hate.
Yeah, this is a hate crime.
But I'll watch Roku City all fucking day.
I know, it's really comforting.
They just introduced an amazing new feature that basically, as your screensaver, you can put fine art like Modigliani and Cezanne and Monet's water lilies, like, and it looks just as good as the like Samsung Frame TV. Every time I come home, I'm like, ooh, that's a beautiful painting. And it's like a
– okay.
It, like, changes the whole – because I don't – Roku City, fuck that. There's some ad for, like, skincare the whole time, too.
All right.
There's, like, ads?
Yeah, on Roku, there's always an ad, like, on your base home screen.
All these, a different Roku
how about
than
you
we
pay a couple more bucks.
But you were talking about ads, too.
There's ads on the Samsung.
Sure, that's like just suggested on the screen? Shows. Maybe.
Yeah, but those are ads.
I don't mind it.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't have ads.
What do you have?
Me Apple TV. Understand.
There's no ads on the Apple TV. It's not like check out the new. I don't know. Best Buy. Get Mother's Day at Best Buy.
I'll take another
look. I've never noticed that.
Yeah, maybe Apple doesn't have ads on their home screen. But that's a new thing they're trying to do, too, is like on any service, when you press pause, they're going to show you an ad now instead, which is just like, are you kidding me?
Oh.
Like if you're watching Sopranos, you press pause, it'll be a fucking ad. I don't know if it's HBO. One of these companies is doing that. It might be Netflix or someone is like, you can't even fucking pause it without seeing an ad. So that'll be.
Is that an urban legend, though, where they're saying like they're thinking about rolling out this ad thing where the only way you can stop the ad is by saying the brand three times out loud?
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Mint Mobile. Now, summer is just around the corner and the folks at Mint Mobile have a hot take. Getting a summer bod is out and getting your savings bod is in. This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, you can have both without breaking a sweat or the bank. In comparison to other providers like the ones that we used to have, Mint Mobile is truly just as good. They are amazing and it saves so much money with Mint Mobile. It's really just mind-blowing that not everybody uses them. We highly recommend checking out Mint Mobile because you can say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless services from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. Guys, $15 a month. Come on, what are we doing here? This is amazing. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/influences. That's mintmobile.com, mintmobile.com/influences. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 GB plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for 3 months only, then full price plan options available, taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. And now, back to the episode.
That was a patent that got filed by, I think it was Apple, and it's literally like a drawing, and it's like, you know, like a patent drawing where it's like very hand-drawn. It's like TV ad, and then it shows a guy, and it says, to skip ad, stand up and say McDonald's three times.
Okay,
and
Bloody Mary.
It's like a guy standing up going, McDonald's, McDonald's, McDonald's. And then it changes to the next thing, and it was like, this is full dystopia. Like, this is going to be.
Black Mirror.
Yeah. Good God. Yeah.
So someone has the patent for it, and they theoretically could do that. They could make you.
I'm such a sheep. I wouldn't mind. I actually feel like I'd just be like, McDonald's, McDonald's, McDonald's. Great, give me back to my like, fucking
Don
show.
Don soap, Don soap, Don soap.
Me, I wouldn't mind it. And it sounds like kind of fun. Like, you're at a party, everyone's like, guys, McDonald's, McDonald's.
Until you're doing it like all day. And yeah. Like, Jesus Christ.
One for your phone too, where like if you're looking at an ad on your phone and you look away, it's going to not, it pauses the ad when you're not looking at
That's
it.
That's so rude.
So like you have to watch all 30 seconds of the ad.
It's like my car. If I'm like not looking straight, it knows. It's like keep your eyes to the keep your eyes on the road. I'm like, I'm sorry.
For the self-driving.
You're looking at my eyeballs.
Yeah. Batteries. So you don't deal with any batteries? I feel like there's always something I gotta charge or some.
Not really. But it's funny you said rechargeable because my dad got really into that when I was little. And I just remember we always had like the rechargeable like thing you plug in.
Yeah.
So we had one for like AAA and AA, I think. And
yeah,
we
AAA, AA.
Love it. I think the last time I really was like, we need batteries.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm always like, I gotta get batteries.
Always. I know. Mm-hmm. Last time, I feel like randomly we'll just be like, do we have any AAAs? Do we have any AAs? And I can't remember like what it's for ever.
Like the flashlight.
It's maybe something like new I'm buying where I'm like, oh, I need batteries for this little thing. But rarely am I replacing them.
Yeah, everything's like rechargeable now.
I love having batteries. I feel secure.
They like, do feel so like 90s.
What's your favorite, double A's or triple A's?
Ooh.
The double A's.
I really like, I think they both have their strengths.
I love double A's. As a younger, I love double A's. As I've gotten older, I love triple A's.
You don't triple A, I kind of want to
eat. You love D's, let's be real.
Yeah, just big double D's. Yeah. For sure.
I always wanted to like eat a triple A.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They're so cute.
Something about the size. I'm like, I like it would crunch nice.
Duracell 2 beats the fuck out of Energizer.
Energizer, agree. Yeah,
that black and gold looks so chic. Elegant.
Do you remember you guys ever put them in your fridge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the 90s? I think it was Energizer. They had this like feature where you could press on the side of the battery and this green line would go up and it would show how much battery was left.
Yep.
What was going on?
It was incredible. It was Duracell. You basically press on the battery and then at the bottom, and you have to fucking push with all your might.
I feel like you kind of get shocked, though, sometimes.
And it would be like, literally looked like a screen, and it would be like, bloop, 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 and it would like tell you how pretty much cool charge is left.
Yeah.
And then my dad was like,
I wonder how accurate it was.
It was pretty fucking accurate. Yeah, I think it was just
dangerous to like have whatever like type of chemical was on the inside.
We got them all the time. Like, that was my family's battery. We were fucking all about it.
Duracell?
Yeah, I'd pop them out.
We were Duracell house as well.
Energizer. It was Energizer because it was like silver with the green, like lime green.
Yeah, the silver.
We'll look
I thought
it up
Energizer
after.
Was like blue.
Silver is Energizer.
No, I know,
bunny.
But the text I thought was blue.
It might be.
Energizer had the bunny. Energizer was like, have fun with the power. Duracell was like, firefighters.
Or like, my son is missing. Where is he? Yeah. Oh, thank God he had Duracell batteries in his tracker.
Yes.
Like, he's looking for the flashlight to go find
him. Duracell's reliability, Energizer's for fun, and then...
Do you know how to tell if a 9-volt battery has juice?
No. You lick it?
Yeah, my dad would be like, just stick it on your tongue. And if a 9-volt battery has juice in it, your tongue will fucking zap, and it's just like
that.
I don't think it zaps. It has like a taste.
It's like a metallic
tingle.
Like.
Should we try
it's
it?
Like it's
Patreon
a little bit
video.
Of a shock. Tasting batteries.
Tasting batteries.
Battery tests. We're doing.
I finally eat a AAA.
They, God, they are cute.
Batteries. A minor inconvenience for me is if I'm like doing a mobile order for like Starbucks or something, and then I go to do it, and it's like mobile pickup not available, or if I'm like ordering on Postmates or Uber. And there's like a restaurant that I want to order from, and then it's like unavailable right now.
You're like,
oh yeah,
but why?
And I'm
this
like, oh,
store
why
is not accepting orders. Try it again. Try another store.
Yeah,
you only can like put in an order in 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
oh,
then
God, oh, God.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
then I don't even think the fucking dish is even gonna come because you guys are gonna close.
Yeah,
what's this grace period we're fucking talking about?
Yeah, like I will not eat dinner. I will not get a coffee. Like what? Oh, now I have to go to the store, park my car, get out of the car, go inside, wait in line, order my drink, wait for the drink.
Yep.
No.
The worst is also if you get the wrong order when you order your food.
Oh, and or I'm they're missing like the one thing you wanted.
Yes.
Yeah, the one thing.
Well, for me, it's I'll get obviously something that I can eat, and then I open it up and it's just fucking bacon all over it. And I'm like, this is not my fucking order.
Then you run it down the street and give it to me.
And then I've already waited an hour for the food, so I'm fucking starving.
Yeah.
And all they will do is just refund you. And I'm like, don't refund me. Yes, refund me, but get me another round of food for free. I don't have to rebuy this and get no benefit. You just wasted my fucking day.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
And
it
at this
is...
point, you're hangry.
Yeah, exactly. I'm already hungry, and now you just wasted an hour of my time, and you're just going to give me my money back as if you didn't do anything wrong? I want to win something out of this. It makes me so mad.
I know.
It sounds like I don't think it sounds out of touch, but I'm just being realistic here. But when the like,
when your Rolex is not fully wound up before you put it on,
when your private jet has no fuel, when the Postmate or Uber Eats driver or something, and you're in a place or you're in like a complicated apartment or something, and they just don't. Like, they just don't follow the, like, instructions. Like, here's the code, and then just go up. Like, I remember when Emma lived in Encino, hers was impossible. It was, like, an apartment complex with, like, four different, like, buildings within it.
Impossible.
Oh, no. I would just be like, leave it in the lobby. I'll go get it.
I know.
Don't even need to
but
come
it was, like,
to me.
It was, like, a trek to go to the front door, though, because she lived, like, on a floor that was, like, I don't know. It was just a whole thing.
Oh, God. Just toss it out like the newspaper, and I'll get it out on
I
the
know.
Front
and it's, like, obviously, like.
I love when they text me, and they're, like, I'm out front. Or, like, I'm here, and I'm like, okay.
It says, leave at the door.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you want to meet? Like, what's going on?
When they take the picture, are you posing? I'm always, like, giving them a thumbs up.
No.
Oh, I never meet them at the door.
And then I like to let them drop it off, and I hear it, and then I just wait a minute.
Yep,
like,
me just too.
Oh, I always run to try and catch them and say thank you.
As a woman, I'm, like, I'm a little nervous to open my front door.
I feel like that's the best thing that came out of COVID was, like, just dropping it off at the front door. I feel like people just... Because before that, you had
to
go.
You're giving
them.
Everyone the like they know all your information.
They like used to not be able to leave food at the door. I remember if you were like we're not home yet, sometimes they'd be like we can't, we're not allowed to.
Oh,
it had to be a handoff.
Yeah,
it used to be like that for Amazon delivery.
But that's
too.
Why they take a picture now, so you can't be like I never got it.
Right.
But they could also take a picture, and after that, someone could steal it.
Yeah.
What happens to those pictures?
They're
going into some
when
database.
They deliver your food to just some other fucking address.
I know.
Oh, yeah. And then you got to play
that,
Sherlock Holmes and be like, who on my street has a rustic front door with
literally.
A cactus out front? Like, yeah.
God.
One big minor inconvenience. It's getting a haircut.
Couldn't agree more.
Like, it's like, oh, I gotta go get a fucking haircut because I just have to have one. Oh, it's never like, you're never planning for the haircut. No. Like, oh, I'm going to get a haircut.
I feel
exactly
like for girls, it's so different.
I love a haircut.
Oh, I'm like, it's this week of like, should I get it this week? What time am I going to get it? Is my barber going to be there? I never really look forward to getting the fucking
haircut.
Really?
You're not excited to have like a fresh cut?
Sometimes I get like anxiety. I'm like showing up early. Like, okay, do I have the pictures of the haircut I want? And I'm going to show it to them. And yeah,
a hair wash.
I always feel like rejuvenated after because like too. You just look so much better.
They wash your hair, they blow it out,
style it. It's just, but for I guys, know, I guess it's different.
The week of getting that haircut is like, I got to get a haircut.
Yeah,
this
and
week.
When am I gonna do it?
Or then it's you're doing it too last minute, and then it has too much of that fresh haircut look for that big event that you wanted the haircut for. And it's best to get a haircut 2 weeks out from the thing you want to be like cut for.
And you also have to then go home and shower, which like is so annoying because it could be the middle of the day. When guys get haircuts, you just get these fucking little,
they don't like wash your hair.
Even when they wash your hair, like it's still like down your neck and the back of the shirt and like in your ears and stuff, like because they're using the buzzers. It's
I don't want
everywhere.
Them I don't go in for the wash.
I don't
anymore.
Do the wash either. It's a waste
because,
of money.
Yeah, it's this time.
Yeah,
not I want to get
me.
Out
I love it.
I guess they're not buzzing your guys' head, right? So when they cut your hair, it's just falling to the ground.
Yeah,
so you're not getting,
but
like,
they also put like a cape on us because you can get like all the little tiny hairs.
But when they do the buzzer, it's just shooting out like a fucking grenade, and you're just—it's all over your shoes.
I don't really
and, like,
get a buzzer.
They don't do a buzz anywhere.
Mine are scissors.
Not even the back of the neck.
It's scissors.
Really? What about your lineup? How do they do that?
Or maybe
they use
then
a
do,
buzzer.
No, then they do a straight shave.
Oh.
They use a nice,
where do you go to get a straight
Todd.
Shave?
I don't do my face, but
no, on
the
back. Every time I'm going, like, oh, we're not licensed.
Baxter Finley over there in West Hollywood by Sushi Fumi.
How much you paying for a haircut? $50?
It's like 65. But yeah. It's like good.
No, you always get good haircuts.
Oh,
maybe I should
you.
Go there.
Check if you're gonna go all the way down to West Hollywood. I'm more of a local cut guy.
I've never gotten a good haircut in LA, as we know. So I'll try anybody.
Okay.
My friend specializes in curly hair.
Oh, really?
You want her to do your hair?
Yeah, I'm always on the hunt for a new haircut person.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
I don't know if this is minor inconvenience, but I was just thinking about it. Pets.
Wait, what do you mean?
Just having a pet?
Like other people's pets?
Wait till you have a kid.
Well, yeah. Yes.
That's a major inconvenience.
Yeah. But I mean,
it is
just
personal.
Like, oh, gosh, I got to go let the dog out, or I got to go feed it, or like it can like mess up plans or the flow of like how you saw your day because the pet prioritizes things. Listen, I know, though, that like pets give you love back and it's like a beautiful relationship, but like there are times where I'm like, thank gosh I don't have a pet.
Yeah,
I don't have to find anyone to take care of it. I don't have to like get a walker.
Well, you travel a lot too, so
yeah,
it's a little different.
There's times
lifestyle.
Where I'm like, thank Patricia and I, we there are times where like, should we get a dog? And then we're like, oh, thank god we don't have a dog right now.
Yeah,
pets.
Honestly, I feel like I don't really run into that issue with Paris.
Yeah,
she basically has like a nanny.
What happens when you go away? Someone comes to the house?
She'll either come with us or, we have someone come stay at our house that watches her, who's like her, like she loves. And like Paris is such a good dog too, where it's like if we leave her food if we're going out for the night or something, like she won't eat it.
So if
like we're out for an extended period of time, we're like, it's fine because like she wouldn't eat it anyway.
Right. Okay.
And she's a fucking camel. And holds her pee.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, that's
nice. Boy.
Yeah.
No peeing in the house.
Yeah.
That's also.
No, she's never peed in the house.
There's just shit on your fucking couch. Just like, good grief.
Minor inconvenience.
Yeah.
Litter robot, kind of a minor inconvenience. I love it, but it's like when it doesn't work, it fucking sucks.
Oh, your litter robot?
Yeah. Or like what Frank will do, like my big cat, is he'll go in it and facing the back, and sometimes he'll poop, and the poop will just go on the rim.
Curly cats also like if she's like out of town, they'll like poop on her
bed. Fuck you. It's happened a couple times.
No,
I know. But the thing is, like, it's very out of character. Like, I don't have cats that shit and piss everywhere, like ever. Thank God. But like, it's happened a couple times where. Well, one time it was because a litter robot was fucking stuck and I didn't realize. And my little one was like, ew, 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 trying to get her attention. I was like, why are you being so vocal? You're so cute, you know? And she went downstairs and was meowing at Nolan. And he was like, what are you doing? And then I was in bed reading and I just heard the sound of like scraping. You know how they like bury stuff on my fucking bed? comforter, and I look, and there's a pile of poop.
Oh.
And I go, oh, my God. But then I was like, wait. And so I looked at the litter robot, and I was like, well, she was trying to tell us.
That, like, it was full, or...
I feel bad. But, like, one time, or a couple... Yeah, one time we went out of town, and we got back, and Frank peed on the couch. I think he was pissed. And so it was like, it was, so much was happening at the same time.
Wow. That is crazy.
Matt, great call. I forgot about, like, when I had Rick and she pooped on my bed the like first night I let her in the house, and I throw away my Buffy comforter. It was ruined. Oh, I'm
yeah.
never a fucking pet.
It's
fuck
just
that.
A little bit of a minor inconvenience.
No, but your cat was like a, like, you just brought him in and
I
were
know.
Like, go on my bed. He was like a wild being.
I know, but like.
Yeah, that's not his fault.
I would get a dog if I had like plenty of outdoor space that I could just like.
Yeah, I think that's what's like nice with Paris is we all just like open the slider and we're like,
she
go
can run
do
out.
Your shit.
Yeah, that's like when
that's
I grew
so
up,
nice to,
my
like,
dog had to do that.
A minor inconvenience with having a dog, I feel like, would be like living in an apartment here because.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so nice. You can just open the door and the dog will run out. But like, yeah.
Should it
like,
be illegal
apartment,
to own a dog if you're in an apartment?
No, I think it's fine. It's well, better than a fucking...
We lived with Paris when we
no.
lived in an apartment, too.
I mean, there's times where...
It's
like,
better than a
some
fucking
people have, like,
if you have
cage.
A Great Dane and you're living in, like, a studio apartment, like...
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a little
that's,
cruel.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
But who
I feel
am I
like
to judge?
In the Midwest, I always thought, like, you really shouldn't have a dog if you're in an apartment. But it's such, like, a...
Like in New York City, there's people with dogs in New York City. I'm just like, how?
Yeah, Manhattan dogs.
That's been like crazy.
What?
Never, they've never seen grass in their fucking life. They're just peeing
well,
on the fucking
there's like
side.
Dog parks.
Not really. And not like everywhere. It's Manhattan.
Well, he's just
mostly,
saying, like, it's so.
It's sure. just crazy. Like, because
yeah.
they go from.
What do you think the most wild animal that is in Manhattan right now that someone's keeping? Like, it, when
like
you know, there's
tiger?
Always like a story comes out. It's like someone had a tiger in their apartment in Manhattan. You're like, what? How did the tiger get there?
Yeah, there's,
and it was up in a fucking apartment.
There's, like, there's probably some lions and tigers in some crazy.
That's crazy. To
that's
me.
A show yeah. I would watch too. I'd be like, is this person gonna get mauled?
Monkey in Manhattan.
Monkeying.
Actually, no. I think it would make me feel bad for the animal, but I would be curious if they were to get mauled.
Another minor inconvenience. I have peeing in the middle of the night.
Ooh,
doing a little
personal.
Midnight pee. Hate
I said
it.
That, like, you know, when you, like, get ready for bed and you do all your stuff and then you finally get in bed and you're settled and then you're like, fuck.
I gotta pee.
Gotta go piss.
I have to fucking pee.
Just or just, like, it's more of, like, let's just empty out anything I have in here so it doesn't happen
yeah.
later in the night. I feel like
I'll
do you guys pee in the middle of the night
never.
Every
hardly
night?
Hardly ever.
Not every night, but a lot.
I don't think I ever have in my life.
What?
Really?
Good on
you.
You need to hydrate.
No, you're not supposed to drink water like 2 hours before bed.
That's
yeah,
a,
like
that's the only time I want to drink water, baby.
Like if you're on a night out or something, like drinking, and
oh,
then you don't
no.
get home.
I'll wake up the next morning and puke, but
no. Oh, I'm actually yeah. pretty good about not peeing in the middle of the night when I've been drinking.
Like a log.
What
like
a
you
log.
Sleep like a log.
Sleeping
oh,
like a log.
Like,
they're like a turd.
Oh, no. I don't do that.
Yeah. But yeah, peeing in the middle of the night, I just hate it.
Yeah, it is personal. Speaking of bed, well, sorry, did you want to add to that?
No, go ahead.
A minor inconvenience that feels personal is someone or something waking me up whenever.
Yeah, that is.
I take it so personally.
Someone waking you up?
Like
someone
if you're at a hotel with someone and they wake you up?
If it's a car, if it's somebody, I'm just like, yeah.
A loud motorcycle drives by when you're just about to fall asleep and you just, and then you wake up. It's just like, yeah, when people fuck with your sleep.
And I had the hardest time when I lived in a dorm because my roommate would like, she'd try to be quiet, but I'm such a light sleeper. Like, as soon as I hear someone awake, I'm up until I leave the room.
Oh, I love it. When I hear someone who's, like, awake, but you get to sleep.
Oh, but I can't
like,
fall back asleep.
Have fun in class, loser.
Yeah. I, like, Bobby. Sleep better. Like, I don't have
sleeping.
To do whatever you're doing.
Yeah, until
doing.
They're, like,
sleeping
printing
for
off
two.
Things. Sleeping for two. Yeah, but she would, like, print things. It would,
I really get frustrated, although I try not to, when I there's something in the dryer that I'm excited to wear and I'm about to head out, so I put the clothes on that I'm thinking I'm gonna wear and like the pockets are just soaking wet and it just didn't get fully dry and now I'm wearing wet clothes and I'm like they're already on and I'm already late and now I just have to wear wet fucking clothes.
That's like washing sheets or something and like it's getting towards the end of the day and you kind of like forget you're washing them and you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dry.
Yeah.
What was that?
I was just realizing, yeah, that's happened.
Just like
times.
When, or like your socks are just not fully dry and the dryer's like.
Because they're like tucked.
Yes. And then I feel like in my brain, I'm like, all right, they'll just dry out in the drawer and I'll like unfold them. And I still, like, I put them on, like, no, these are too cold. Even, like, 3 days later. They're I know too, it's not true,
just moldy.
But.
Yeah.
They're yeah. I don't know. It's like, you've done. You've,
you and your socks. I, you have an intervention.
Okay.
Also, I don't like it when somebody is.
I don't like it when.
Okay. It's, I guess it's a minor inconvenience. This is also a thing, like, I just don't like, but you have to kind of deal with it. Mm-hmm. Is if somebody doesn't want what you're craving. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're like, what should we get? Sushi. And you really want Chinese. And you're like, Chinese, guys? And they're then like, they're like, no.
If you, it does feel personal because you're like, what the fuck do you mean, no?
Yeah, you're like, I really fucking wanted it. But one, but because, like, one person is like, I do not want that. Or, like, gross. Like, why would we have that? You're like, well, it's definitely not going to happen. I don't like that. I don't know. Yeah. So a minor inconvenience to the craving and planning.
Autocorrect fucking up.
Oh, yeah, that's, it makes
I feel like it's just getting worse.
Mine
seems
to be getting worse lately. Getting I'm like, worse. What is that? That is not even what I was going for.
And, like, sometimes it will literally, like, make you look like an asshole. Like, sometimes I write NP for no problem.
It'll go no.
And it says no. And then you just look like a fucking asshole. Like, hey, can I borrow your car no. for, like, the weekend? And I'm just like, NP, no problem. But it goes no. And I'm like, I got to type no. a fucking paragraph. Or you didn't realize it. Because the autocorrect sometimes, like, it doesn't change till after you hit send. It's fucking insane. Mm. And then it's like, you don't realize it. Ugh. I turned off my autocorrect for like a week just to see if I could deal with it. And it's even worse because I don't know. But do you guys not experience this where like autocorrect is just fucking betraying you?
One, there's one thing that happens and I do not know why. But when I type the name Morgan, it turns it into.
All caps?
No, it changes it into like Morganatic. Or something. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You could set up a keyboard shortcut to change it.
Yeah, set it up.
Maybe he did that. Maybe he changed your phone.
I did that where, like, if I need to send someone my address, I type ADDY and it automatically changes it to my full address. I use a ton of those kind of shortcuts.
Oh, that's a good idea. I need to just sit down and do all of that.
Wait, that's such a good idea.
I do it for, like, my email. It's just @, and then it auto changes it to my email. Addy turns to my address. I did change NP to just stay NP. So, like, if it's something that always changes, you could tell the keyboard, like, when I write NP, the autocorrect is NP.
Yeah.
Also, I hate when, like, you click on a link for, like, Instagram or, like, yes. someone sends you a link, but then it takes me to the App Store.
Oh, yeah, and you're like, well, I have it downloaded, so why am I in the App
Store? Like, oh, and then it's like, update? Open the app. And then I open the app, but it's not the link of what I did.
And then it's your homepage, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
just hate it when, like, but it's so strange how we, like, are, like, these millennials where we really know how to, like, navigate the internet, where you can pull up a page, and it's not loading, but you're like, ugh. All right, but you can, like, copy and paste it and pull it up into a new tab, and then yes. it loads through, or you go to a different browser.
Incognito.
But we know how to, like, hack it, but it's just, like, I feel so sorry for anybody, or like just like a boomer is like, it's not loading. Like, but we know how to get around it. We're just it's like, this is annoying, but I know how to do it.
Yeah. But like kids who grew up basically mostly with iPhones only, they never really use the desktop.
We know how to troubleshoot stuff. And it's this like unspoken like way we can like navigate the net.
Yes.
I would get driven crazy watching people Google stuff. I'd be like, you can't. Like, you gotta be more like some people just don't know how to Google correctly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they're making it like fucking Ask Jeeves. They're like,
what do you it'd be like,
how do I get from here to the Starbucks? Like, you don't type that into the Google search.
It's like, if we hey, how big is the moon? They're like, how big is the moon? Just question type in moon size. Moon size. It's the moon and the fucking size.
Capital H. How big is the moon? Question mark. Search. I'm like, oh, my God. I feel like that's not really a thing anymore. But like when I was younger, I would feel like my mom would do that and stuff. And I'd be like, just say moon size.
Or when you go to open an app that you've used 100 billion fucking times and all of a sudden, hey, you've been signed out.
Yes.
Why don't you go Hulu. Ahead and sign back in, huh?
It's always Hulu.
Yeah,
for
Hulu,
me.
Netflix.
Yeah, same.
Or my banking app. I mean, I guess the banking app is good, but like, I don't know. I hop into fucking.
Or you go back to that app and it's like, we got to re-download it for you.
Oh, we're yeah. Like, there's an update of
it. What happened?
It's like, I feel like it's like a Neopet I forgot about. Like, I'm just like,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, gosh.
He died.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm getting logged out. And then it's like the password's always fucking wrong.
That's when I had that one written down. When you forget your password, it's like, I made that password. Right. Why did I forget it?
And then you change it, but it keeps the old ones too. So you're like,
yeah.
But I guess it's the bottom one. Yeah. Or is it the top one?
Or it's like you go to change your password and then you type it in and it's like you can't use an old password.
Yes.
And
oh,
like,
so well, the one that I just tried that you're telling me wasn't working is my old password?
It's
you stupid
so
fucking
annoying.
Yeah.
Can Google passwords and Apple passwords just be friends and I can just have it all like.
I just wanted to scan my eyes and I just like grin everywhere. But I guess that'd be kind of creepy if someone stole my eyes.
It's, yeah.
Did you want to read the?
Oh, we can read listeners? Some from our audience listeners. Sorry, I'm getting heated on these minor inconveniences. It's too early. when the strap of your bag gets caught on a door and it yanks you back.
Oh.
Nothing makes you feel dumber when you're like, hey, what's up, man? Oh, fuck, sorry. Oh, the door. Like.
I had an experience in elementary school. One of my friends and I were it was like out of a TV show. My friend and I were walking side by side with our backpacks on. We go to part ways and we both go, whoa, and get yanked back. And our keychains had interlocked.
Whoa.
But now that I'm an adult, thinking about it, I'm like, I bet someone did that while we were walking.
Probably.
Like, it was like,
yeah, there's no way.
Like, oh, it just was.
But I don't know. But I was like, we were like, how did that happen? It felt like I was in the Parent Trap or something.
One thing I like noticed this weekend, and this is not, I don't know, minor inconvenience, but it's this like unspoken thing. Like, you're about to hug somebody. Both of you guys have sunglasses on your chest, like hanging.
Oh.
Like, one, I hate giving hugs when I have my sunglasses like hanging from my collar.
Are you always like trying to like protect it?
But you like, it's awesome when the person also knows they have sunglasses and they take them off and then you hug and then you put the sunglasses.
That's so funny. Something I don't think about at all because
no,
I don't have I never have. I never have.
I know exactly
there.
What you're talking about because you have to like do a little weird thing or like, do we just?
I think it's like a boy thing because like with a girl you could just put it in your bag.
Right.
Like I don't think I've.
I feel like most
I don't
girls
wear
are just like putting it up
them
too.
Right here.
It's such like a hugs with the sunglasses thing. You're at a pool party. You're just like then they're getting just smushed and
if you hug someone, are you like
over them?
Are you like protecting it? Kind of, you're like. Ugh.
I just don't want them like to get smushed or caught in a girl's hair. And she's like, ow, what the hell? And it's like, sorry, how are you?
I can read some audience ones.
Yeah.
Getting to a stop sign at the same time as somebody else and then you both try to go first.
Oh, right.
It's always just like, you go. No,
will
you
they,
go.
Will they, won't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, will they, won't they? Attention. It's
like,
very sexy.
The wave. I am always just like trying to get the other person to go because I can go. I know that I can, but I don't want to cause an accident. So I'm like, just go.
I'm realizing I need to be a waver a little bit more.
What
I'm always
mean?
Getting waved to go, but I'm never
waving
at
someone?
People. To
I'm
go.
Always taking control. Hey, you go. Just get out of my way. Go. I don't want you waiting here.
Yeah.
Let me.
I know I get scared too. I'm like, I just want you to go because if I go and then you start going,
right? I
also
don't trust
the correct
them.
Way. It's like whoever's to the right.
Yeah, but if you, that is true. Do you know that? Because you just like the thing. I had to take a test, and I was like, oh,
whoever's to the right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Technically. So if you get at this, if you get to a stop sign,
all
at this,
to the right.
No, if someone's. If you pull up and there's someone to your left and there's no one to your right, then you're the person.
You're
the person on the right.
That's only if you approach it at
the
exact same
time.
Oh, right. I'm dumb.
No,
okay.
I was
big fucking
that test.
Dumb idiot.
Someone wrote the top part of the sock hitting your toes.
Thank you.
Justice for Mike and
Carly. Who was it? Which one of you wrote it in?
was that me? Maybe it was my mom.
Ignatius Vasquez.
Shout out to
Ignatius. Oh, that's
Thank
my
you.
Burner account.
That's your burner?
Oh, that's the person's name. I was like, what's that?
Oh, no, that's their name. Ignatius? That's a sick fucking name.
Yeah.
Ignatius.
A call instead of a Teams meeting is a minor inconvenience.
A call.
This means, I feel like this person is saying like they'd rather do like a voice, they'd rather do it a video chat than a phone call. I feel like it's the opposite. I hate a fucking video chat.
What are we trying to accomplish?
I don't know.
I
imagine is like a.
It's Google Teams. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's
sure.
like Zoom.
Microsoft Teams.
Microsoft.
They're saying a call instead of a Teams message. So maybe they're saying a call instead of
like,
a message.
It's like someone calling you instead of sending you a text.
I wonder. No, I like getting a call.
I think
like,
it depends on the person.
Yes.
But I don't mind if someone calls me.
Like a quick thing, like, hey, what time are you leaving? Or
Jake Shane had a funny. TikTok recently, or he posted, he goes, if I'm calling, please pick up. Why else would I be calling?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, good point.
No, literally.
That's hilarious.
Because there's times where, like, I've got calls and I'm just like, I don't know. It's just like, what do they want? Just text me. But then I'm like, that's terrible. The person's trying to get a hold of me. It depends on the person.
It's so funny how entitled I feel, too. I'm like, what could they even be doing that they're not answering my call?
Yeah, you get so mad if someone doesn't answer
like,
you.
What like, are you doing?
I mean, people are on their phones literally all day, every day. So it's just like,
can you imagine though? I mean, even though we did live in that time, but I don't feel like we were fully adults, that you had a phone and it would ring and you had no clue who's calling you.
Yeah.
And you got to pick it up. That anxiety where it's just like, hello, like, who is it?
Yeah.
Is it your boss? Is it your mom? Is it your weird aunt or uncle? Is it the IRS?
A prank call.
Is it
your bank?
Like, is it a prank call? What?
Did you get caller ID when it came out?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
yeah.
So exciting.
We had one phone that was like a corded phone in like my parents' bedroom. And then we had
twisting it with your finger, talking to your crush.
Kicking your legs back on the bed.
Loved it.
I will not answer some people's calls because they are just fucking
punishers.
Yapping. They just yap. And I'm just like, this could have been a text, man. But
yeah.
I do appreciate a quick like, what time do you want to go to the show tonight? 6? Cool. All right, I'll leave my house at 7. Perfect.
It's so much easier to just like do a quick FaceTime than text about plans.
Yes.
Would you take an entertain me call? Like, so sometimes like I'll call my brother if I have like a long drive and I just want like time to go by faster.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I can tell, but it's the worst when like you're calling someone, but you can tell that like they don't have much time. Like they don't want to chat.
See, I'm not a person who likes to talk on the phone like that.
No,
like I wouldn't. I don't ever call people to like pass time.
Yeah, people who go on drives and like, oh, I have a 45-minute drive. I'm gonna get so many phone calls done. Psychotic behavior. You're calling people willingly to just chat.
I do that sometimes. Like my best friend who lives in Massachusetts. Like we both kind of do it. Like when we're in long drives.
When you're driving, you want to talk to somebody.
Yeah, why not? It's like, I don't know. My best friend also who lives here, like she works far away and her commute is like an hour and she'll call me on her way home.
And you'll just chat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people
do it. I love a little yap sesh.
It's not for me.
One sad thing about getting old is I feel like those chats like are happening less and less.
I know.
Well, yeah, because like
it's also really hard.
My buddies back home have kids and stuff and they're like.
And also like the time difference.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Don't have time to really like do that big catch up call.
Totally.
Back then when we were 20s, everything was like so exciting and people were just always like down to chat and stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's like they become less.
I also just have nothing to fucking say. Like I'm going to be in the car like.
Yeah.
You and me chat.
Just past exit 4.
I could, but I could yap with you for an hour.
When I'm driving, you know what I do?
I'd be like, what are you looking at right now?
If I'm playing video games, that's – I love catching up with friends over video games. Like,
oh, like
how do you even – I would, like, know that you were not paying attention to me, though.
No, we're doing it together. We'll FaceTime.
Like
we'll put a FaceTime down. We'll hop on the same game, and we'll play each other while we're catching up. So there's not
– What are you playing?
Rocket
Mario.
League. Rocket League, usually.
Wario.
Really, I would love gaming friends.
It's because there's like a little, not awkward, but like if you're calling just to catch up, but then there's like kind of like a lull in the conversation, you're just kind of like, anything else? It's like a little weird. But if you're playing a video game, you're doing an activity together, it's like, fuck, we score, it's sick. And then
it's
like
classic men communication.
It's kind of like you're just hanging out.
Yes. Exactly.
Virtually.
And a drive, I don't want to be, I don't know, it just feels strange. I like listening to music when I'm driving.
Yeah.
So I'm just blasting
podcasts
fucking tunes and I'm
all the time.
You don't listen to music when you drive?
Rarely. Unless it's a Friday night and after I like finish up the gym, I love listening to music. I don't know. I like music right before
tonight's
a rat game.
Tonight's gonna be ugly.
No, I like pods. It goes by so much faster.
So like on the drive here, you would listen to a podcast?
All the time.
Yeah, he always listened to it before he records a podcast.
Oh, I guess you do.
Because also I want to get into a podcast mode and start thinking like a podcast. Me as a listener, how am I experiencing things? How could we be doing it better?
That's fair.
Yeah.
I guess I used to listen to the first 10 minutes of Smartless before we would do episodes to get in the zone. But I love listening to music on a drive.
We would yap when we went to the podcast.
But we're in the car together.
Yeah.
It's different to like, I don't know, I just feel like it's weird to be going 60 miles an hour and you're just like, yeah, so Aunt Betty's coming to town next Saturday. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't
so
have it in
just
me.
Like,
I know
yeah.
People do it. People do it.
People do it. Next time I do a phone call, three-way you in and you can just observe.
Of what,
you should just call him
what
to
you
chat
guys
sometime
talk about?
And see what he does.
Someone said minor inconvenience. All of those 101 Dalmatians. I think that's funny. Let's see.
What?
But they didn't have 101 Dalmatians.
I know. We already went over this.
I know.
What do you mean? Wait, what?
In 101 Dalmatians, they just have like a big litter of puppies. But Cruella de Vil wants 101 Dalmatians.
Is that who wrote that in?
To make a quote. For the longest time, I thought that they did have 101 Dalmatians.
Interesting.
Yeah. Next.
Popeyes just tweeted Popeyes.
Spelling my name wrong when it's in my email signature.
Oh.
Say it again. Sorry.
I don't think this would apply to any of us, but someone said spelling my name wrong when it's in my email signature.
I mean, I think it could. You just do like a accidental typo. Like, what if I wrote Arim?
That's fair. The thing that I kind of am worried about now is like when people have two names, like a Sally Dar or like a Grace Caroline, and I don't realize it. And then I'll write like,
hey, Grace.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for the thing. And then the response is,
listen up, motherfucker.
Grace, it's like all the best, Grace Caroline. And I'm like,
this is how you're going to
That's
from
a two namer one. Like for Sally Dar, people will be
known. Oh, I called her Sally for a long time. And then finally, one day, her and Patricia were like, do you know her name is Sally Dar, right? I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, that's her full name.
Yeah.
Or like the proper name.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for when I mess that up. I don't know if it's an inconvenience, but it is something
I think because when there's two names, you like assume one's a middle name. And so it's like, I thought that was her. I thought Dar was like her middle name, and she was just like Sally Dar.
I thought it was her last name.
No.
And you guys just But I thought you just called her like her full name.
Matt King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always saying Matt King for some reason.
Another inconvenience I just thought about is like when you're in the car and when you press your brake, your seatbelt locks.
Mm-hmm.
And like if you ever like want to like readjust it, it like kind of doesn't right away, and it's that extra second of like, oh my god, it's so annoying, where you want to just kind of get it loose.
Yeah.
Minor inconvenience.
Yeah.
Nothing too drastic here. Let's see what else. The Goodreads app, someone says, is really inconvenient to use.
It's terribly designed.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Sucks.
It's a mess. Like, it's
bad.
And I feel like people have been saying this for years.
Yeah.
And what's happened? I don't feel like the Goodreads office or the Goodreads team even exists.
No, it's really bad.
I think someone made it and was like done.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah. Like, why does nobody buy that? Barnes & Noble should just fucking buy Goodreads
I wonder who owns the app Fable is pretty good.
Yeah. Fable is pretty cool, but then they're asking me way too many fucking questions. Yeah. Like, how to make you feel? Are you feeling okay today?
You can skip it. I always just skip.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, you're not paying me to review the book.
Yeah.
Someone said, I feel like slow walkers shouldn't be a big deal, but holy shit, it feels so personal.
No, yeah, I literally want to drop kick them. Walk just faster. Walk them. Be normal.
Just walk around them.
No. Yeah,
slow walkers, but also people just being idle in a place of
walking.
Oh, yeah.
Or like they're walking, they just start slowing down and they're looking at something or whatever, or and like they are not aware at all.
They're taking up the whole
Trader Joe's energy. Like whenever I'm there, there's always like at least one or two people who are just like taking up a whole aisle with like a cart, just like unaware of like
People who don't have spatial awareness. I'm like, hey, we're gonna be living in society here, so we're just gonna move around you.
What causes a lack of spatial awareness? Like that person didn't get out much at a formative age.
Yeah.
Or
I don't know, but it's like those people who talk really close to you and you're always like backing up. I hate that.
Talking really close to you?
Like there's some people like I know that will get really close to talk to you. Like guys and girls. And I'm always like, okay, like I need to like back away.
Anyway, Carly, so you were telling me about your...
Yes, it's like that. And I'm like, I'm going to smell your breath soon.
Back the fuck up, dog. Yeah, people just get too... Like at a party, they just get too close to you. They'll be like shoulder to shoulder.
I don't like being in like breath range of people. Yeah. I even make sure if I'm talking to someone close, I'm angling my mouth this way. Even though I don't think I have bad breath, but I just want to make sure that like they are not feeling warm air coming from my mouth. That kind of dry, I'm a little big about that. And
someone said dropping something, trying to pick it up and keep missing it. That's so funny. It's like trying to pick up a straw and you're just like, God damn it. Or like you try to pick it up and then like you accidentally kick it and it slides under the oven or something. You're like, well,
there it goes.
Never going to see that again.
Or if like there's my shower kind of has like a tilt, but I know people who just use like loose leaf soap. It's like you pick it up and then you put it back and then it slips off again. Like if you're in the shower.
Yeah.
Like a bar of soap.
Yeah.
Here we go. I don't know what you're saying. What's loose leaf soap?
I just meant a bar of soap. Like, because you know how other soaps, like, come in bottles and it's, like, liquid form. Yes.
I hate a bar of soap. I'm just like.
I know.
They're the most eco-friendly. They come in a paper box. There's no plastic.
Yeah.
It's the most pure. It's just, like, soap.
Put the bar of soap inside of the loofah. Have anyone made that?
Yeah.
The loofah is like a net. You put the bar of soap.
I got it sent to you.
Oh, fuck.
Remember?
Oh.
Luffy? What?
Luffy. Mm-hmm. Is this the... Oh, wait. You put the bar of soap inside of it.
Yes. You put the bar of soap. Oh. Yeah, you can take it out. It, like, or you can, or you like squeeze however much you want for your shower inside of it. That's or right. They also come with these like ball thingies that are soap. But honestly, all love to them. I don't think it works that great. Like, I don't use it anymore because I'm just like, I don't know.
I looked it up about the soap thing. The way soap works is that it makes your hands slippery so that way the dirt will slide off of it more easier. Like, that's really what soap is doing. It's like creating a layer of like
slip and slide
slipperiness. So that way, and that's why you have to rinse afterwards, and then you're rinsing all the dirt and germs off of you. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about the foaming shit. It's like a surfactants, they're called.
Yeah. It does feel good though. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, I love a face wash that's foamy. I love like when my shampoo gets really foamy.
Yeah.
It just, you just feel wake.
I mean, I just, yeah, I got.
And I will say, I think a bar of soap in the shower smells so good. Like, there's such a specific smell about it.
Yeah. Like an Irish spring.
Yes. Mm. It's just like, it reminds me of
a Dove household.
Oh, the white bar.
Yeah.
Those always look so luxurious.
Irish spring. That's like divorced dad soap.
No, agree.
Like, that's the soap.
Totally. All respect to people who use
Irish.
And
the shape
spring.
Of it was like so different. Like, Dove was just so like,
luxurious and cute. Beautiful.
And
I
think it's
the I feel
one.
Body positive.
Yeah.
With Dove. I'm just like, I'm beautiful anyway. I am. I really do.
Yeah.
Someone said tripping over laptop chargers.
Oh. Thank God for the MagSafe.
I know. The MagSafe is the greatest invention.
But they got rid of it.
No, they brought it back.
Oh.
There was like 2 years where they got rid of it, which is so stupid.
Dude, laptops are so expensive these days.
Wait till fucking tariff season hits next month.
Boy.
If you're gonna buy a new laptop or any electronic thing, buy it fucking right now.
Oh,
like today.
I was thinking about buying Patricia just like a new laptop.
Do that yesterday. It's literally gonna fucking 2x.
But now when you're like buying it, it's like, do you want the M4 chip, M5 chip? What is it? SSD storage, and then what is
the
internal storage? I'm like, just I want a fucking terabyte on the whole damn thing.
I want a laptop.
Yeah, just let it.
I always
want to
get a laptop when like my storage just starts getting insane. I'm just like, rather than move everything around, I just want a new one.
I agree.
I had a Vine.
So hard.
It was stupid, but I feel like you'll think it's like funny. But it was like girl who thinks. Basically, every time, a girl who thinks that when her computer dies, like, you have to get rid of your computer.
When the battery dies?
When the battery dies. So I'd be like, well, time for another one.
New comp.
Yeah. Thanks for the loud.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, just wanted to let you know that we'll be ending the podcast in about 5 minutes. We're going to go through a couple more revisions. Just a reminder to pull your seat back and put your tray table back. Get your AirPods in, charge up, and we're going to be reading just a couple more. And if you hear the sound, please return to your seats. Okay.
I know a way we could end it. How about we share, and not more of the inconveniences. We could share like a rose and thorn of like our week or anything like that, things going on that are good with us.
You know, I did that on a date, and the girl was like, that's a weird fucking thing to say as an adult.
Dump
you
her.
At summer camp? And I was like, I thought it was very normal to ask. And like, we do it with our friends, and she's like,
evil wench.
Wench.
No, she was super nice, but it was just like,
that's
she just
crazy.
Thought it was very odd to do like a rose and thorn as like an adult. She's like, why don't you just like talk about how you're feeling, and instead of like making it this like icebreaker. She's like, are you in icebreakers with me? I was like, no.
Check, please.
No, like crazy.
Waiter.
Every night, like, I mean, years ago, we don't really do it anymore now, but we like every night we would get into bed and we would say like our peak and pit of the day.
Oh, peak and pit. I love when people have other names for rose and thorn.
Yeah.
Highs and lows, rose and thorns, peak and pit.
Yeah.
There's one with like an animal. It's like a moose and a something.
A crow.
Yeah,
skunk.
There's
a cat
one
and
that I've heard that's like I liked.
A skunk and a bird.
Okay, well, what are yours?
A skunk and a bird.
Leave the.
Oh my gosh. Well, I guess I'm excited. I'm going to see Vampire Weekend, my favorite band, this weekend. That's really great. And my thorn is that my wife has jury duty and got picked. And we're a one-car household, and I'm just a little.
Well, it's Thursday, so does it end tomorrow?
No, it might end
trial.
Next Wednesday. It just started on Tuesday. So I don't know. It's just going to be a little bit of an inconvenience.
Well, get our Patreon so we can get another car. Get another Maserati.
This is my rose and my thorn. Aaron?
My rose is I'm really looking forward to playing Werewolf tomorrow night.
Oh.
And my thorn
Where are you playing?
My friend Meredith's house.
Doing
the one that's
game
on
night?
The app. Like Minions and Werewolves? Or no?
It's not an app. It's like you're in a room and people put their head
down. I know.
Yeah.
I used to play it, but like you do that, but there was like a guided thing. They'd be like, minions, open your eyes.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Like there's like a person who does it.
Uh-huh.
And then my pit, I don't know, just feeling tired.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah.
Mike?
I'm going to be going to San Diego tomorrow to visit my friend that I used to live with in Brooklyn.
Ooh, ooh.
That'll be fun.
You're taking the train?
No, God, no. It's like 6 hours.
It's literally three. Don't be dramatic. And it's lovely.
Is it?
Yeah.
Should I do that instead?
It's really nice. You can get it right in Burbank.
In Burbank,
it's
right?
A three hours flat, the no train? Matter what. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And you have Wi-Fi.
Goes by the coast. You get to see the ocean.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll call you up while we're on.
You
on
never
the road
know about just... the traffic to San Diego.
Oh, true.
With
and then
that.
He's got to pick me up. All right. That's a good point.
You can park your car right at the station.
You can
in Burbank?
From the uh-huh. station.
Is it free to park there?
I doubt it. But, like, I can't imagine.
$1,000
it's going to be. And do I have to buy a ticket?
Buy a train ticket.
Yeah. Do they have, like, a VIP?
6 hours, please.
Land the plane. My thorn would be I still have not had a cup of coffee, and I really want one.
Sleepy Joe's over here.
It's like when I see even like a Starbucks, I'm like, damn, those people are living. Like, they're just caffed.
How long has it been? A month?
You want to sip?
The April 19th was my first day of no caffeine. So
dang.
I'm like,
are you waiting a whole month?
Or? I'm going to do at least 30 days.
Damn.
So that's my thorn.
Well, my peak is love after lockup.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
Oh, God. I really can't think of anything. But I think my pit was not liking Sinners that much. I know. I really wanted to.
Wait, did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was disappointed that I didn't like it. Like, I left being like, damn it.
Oh.
Nolan liked it a lot. I just didn't like the whole vampire thing. I was just like, okay.
I hear you on that.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted it to
I liked
something
the
else.
Plot and like the ending was just like felt like good justice, but
yeah, the music was really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I say no, never mind.
Come on.
No, it's a bad take on the movie.
Why? Say it.
The scene,
are you spoiling anything?
We're at a point in the podcast. Don't listen.
Yeah.
It's going to
turn
end
it off
in 2 seconds.
Now.
The scene where it was like all the music throughout the eras. Yeah. Like, where it was, like, all of them blending together. I thought that was, like, kind of cringe.
Oh, I thought it was badass.
So did, like, Matt Grippy and, like, all these people are, like, oh, it was so amazing to see. And I was just, like, it just felt a little, like, yeah, it was just, like, if trying too hard and, like, oh, look at how, like, cool. I don't know.
Well, different flicks for different dicks.
And chicks.
And chicks. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Subscribe to our Patreon. We love you very much.
All right.
If it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Bye. Bye.